It is a very, very good timing, the visit. We are very happy that President Zuma is coming. There are going to be a few issues that the MDC is going to raise. The constitution-making process. The Parliamentary Select Committee that was writing the constitution has completed the drafting of the constitution. The constitution now is awaiting to be taken to the second all-stakeholders conference and to referendum. Unfortunately, ZANU-PF is beginning to stall the process. We have not been able to make progress because ZANU-PF says it is still studying the document. So we want President Zuma to help us to talk to ZANU-PF. So we are going to ask him to do that, to deal with the roadmap to free and fair elections. As the MDC, we want an election system that guarantees the secrecy of the vote, the security of the vote, and the security of the voter. So a lot of things, ways to be done.
You mentioned there the elections. Now, looking ahead to the elections, how is the MDC going to campaign, given that you're both an opposition party, but also a party in government?
The MDC still remains a very, very popular party among the people of Zimbabwe. We have got a lot of experience since our joining the inclusive government. But the most important thing for the people of Zimbabwe is that since we joined the inclusive government, they've seen a change in their lives, a positive change in their economic welfare. Of course, there are still problems, but people of Zimbabwe have seen our positive influence in governance. And therefore, we have a very, very goodwill among the people of Zimbabwe. Our president, Morgan Tsvangirai, has done well as prime minister of the country. So the people of Zimbabwe will judge us positively when we campaign. But we know that the international community does not intervene. Then there's going to be a lot of violence. So we need to have our strategies around the issue of violence. This is the only issue where we need the international community to come in.
Speculating, some people are predicting that Robert Mugabe will lose the election by a small margin. If that happens, what's the likelihood of another power-sharing agreement?
I am not so sure whether those people predicting are reading the signs correctly. Our impression is that MDC will get 80% of the vote. Any narrow margin is as a result of ZANU-PF trying to rig and force a power-sharing agreement. As the MDC, our intention is to win the election and govern on our own as a single party, unshackled by ZANU-PF. So I don't think there will be a power-sharing agreement this time. People of Zimbabwe wanted to decide on a government, on a single government.